Hillary Rodham Clinton's What Happened, 2017, is a memoir of Clinton's experience running for President of the United States in 2016. In the November general election, she won the popular vote by more than 3 million votes, but won fewer delegates to the Electoral College, which elects the President of the United States. Close defeats in Rust Belt states, such as Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, cost her the election. What Happened contains Clinton's analysis of why she lost the election to Republican candidate Donald Trump. The book is organized thematically rather than chronologically. This thematic organization allows Clinton to concentrate on specific elements of the campaign as well as focus on the challenges of being a woman in politics. In some ways, Clinton's political story is unremarkable. She grew up in a middle-class household, and her parents supported her endeavors and ambitions. However, she came of age at a time when feminism was beginning to expand the opportunities for women in politics. During the 2016 campaign, Clinton found it difficult to talk about sexism and feminism in politics, in part because such criticisms alienate many voters. Yet Clinton has faced sexism in her life. She decided to go to law school at Yale rather than Harvard because a Harvard professor told her women weren't wanted there. When her husband, Bill Clinton, ran for governor of Arkansas for the first time in 1978, she was repeatedly attacked for having kept her own surname. She began to use the last name Clinton in her husband's subsequent races for governor and for President of the United States in order not to damage his electoral success.